Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with his Belgian counterpart Bart De Wever in New Delhi today. India's sovereign credit rating upgraded to A- with stable outlook by Japan Credit Rating Agency. Federal judge blocks Trump administration's latest attempt to limit birthright citizenship in United States. Death toll rises to over 1,250 in Nepal's flash flood. More than 4,000 people still missing. And in women's cricket, India to take on Hong Kong in the second Group A match of 2020 Asia Cup in Dubai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Belgium Bart De Wever will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. Both leaders will discuss the entire spectrum of bilateral relations, as well as regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Belgian Prime Minister arrived in the national capital last night on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister De Wever has been accompanied by Belgian Minister of Defence Theo Franken. This is his first visit to India since taking office in February last year. The visiting dignitary will also deliver a keynote address at the Confederation of Indian Industry business event in the context of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Our correspondent reports that the visit will provide an opportunity to further strengthen the India-Belgium partnership and advance cooperation in areas of mutual interest, including trade and investment, defence and security, and renewable energy.
India and Belgium share historical ties spanning over three centuries. Belgium was among the first European countries to establish diplomatic relations with independent India in September 1947. Belgium is an important economic partner for India in Europe. Bilateral trade reached over $13 billion in 2025-26. Diamond trade, with Antwerp as a major global diamond hub, remains a significant component of bilateral commerce. Belgium is also an important source of investment in India. FDI inflows from Belgium amounted to approximately $4.2 billion between April 2000 and December 2025. Science, technology, and innovation cooperation is an important pillar of the partnership, and India and Belgium have developed cooperation in renewable energy, clean technologies, and sustainability. Defense cooperation is also emerging as an important new dimension of the partnership, reflecting the diversification of bilateral ties into strategic and security-related areas. Belgium's appointment of a defence attaché in New Delhi reflects this intent of deepening cooperation in defence. The Indian diaspora is an important bridge between the two countries, with around 35,000 people of Indian origin in Belgium, contributing substantially to economic, social and cultural life in that country. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Japan Credit Rating Agency JCR has upgraded India's long-term foreign currency and local currency issuer ratings by one notch from BB plus to A- while maintaining the stable outlook. JCR has also raised India's country ceiling by one notch to A. Finance Ministry said that the upgrade reflects India's solid economic growth, the effectiveness of economic policies in strengthening the foundations for growth and the improved soundness of the financial system. We have a report.
The ministry said that the upgrade comes against the backdrop of a challenging global environment and underscores the continued strengthening of India's economic fundamentals, supported by sustained growth, effective economic policies, improved fiscal quality, and stronger financial system. In a statement, JCR noted that the Indian economy has maintained a high growth rate supported by robust private consumption and public investment. The agency also highlighted the Indian government's continued implementation of policies, including the development of digital public infrastructure and implementation of goods and services tax, which has strengthened India's economic foundations. The agency also recognized the improvement in quality of fiscal expenditure, with greater emphasis on capital expenditure, particularly infrastructure investment. JCR noted that the central government's fiscal deficit declined from 4.7% in financial year 25 to 4.4% in financial year 26, while capital expenditure remained high. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's latest attempt to limit birthright citizenship in the United States. U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman issued a preliminary injunction after immigrant rights advocates argued that the new order violated the U.S. Constitution. This decision comes shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on June 30 that Trump's initial 2025 executive order violated the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to children born on American soil, regardless of the parents' immigration status. In response to the Supreme Court's rejection, President Trump signed a revised executive order on August 6th, specifically targeting birth tourism and denying citizenship to children of foreign government workers, individuals involved in immigration fraud, or those classified as alien enemies. However, lawyers representing babies affected by the restrictions successfully asked the judge to intervene. Judge Boardman's new ruling prevents government agencies, including the State Department, Homeland Security, and the Social Security Administration, from denying or interfering with the citizenship of these children while the legal challenge continues. This is Akashvani, and you're listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that the EOS-05 Earth Observation Satellite will be launched tomorrow. The satellite is scheduled to lift off at 2:55 a.m. aboard the GSLV F-17 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota. Mr. Narayanan said EOS-05 is a state-of-the-art Earth observation spacecraft and India's first imaging satellite to be placed in a geosynchronous orbit.
We in ISRO is proud to inform that we are going to have a launch of Earth Observation Satellite 05 using our GSLV vehicle, GSLV F-17, on 4th September, early morning, 2:55 a.m. This is the first satellite, Earth Observation Satellite, which is going to be placed in the GEO platform for advanced Earth observation purpose.
The death toll from the devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has surged to 1,250 as rescuers battle rain and debris to trace those believed to be trapped in the tunnels along the course of the Bhote Koshi River and underground powerhouses in the Himalayan nation. Prime Minister Balendra Shah said the disasters linked to climate change must be strongly raised with the international community as symbolic funerals were held by families of locals still missing after last week's flash floods. Among the missing people, 583 are foreigners. The joint forces of security personnel, including the Nepal Army, have so far rescued 11,993 people using helicopters and land routes. Around 21,314 security personnel have been mobilized for the search and rescue operations. On the Chinese side, the death toll in the flash flood that struck Girong country in Tibet near the Nepal border has increased to 21, with 541 others still missing. Addressing the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Shah said the scale and nature of the disaster raise serious questions about the growing risks faced by people living in the Himalayan region due to climate change. International development partners, including the Asian Development Bank, World Bank, European Union and United Nations, have also pledged support, while expert teams from India, China and South Korea have been mobilized for rescue operations at hydropower sites. In women's cricket, India will take on Hong Kong in the second Group A match in the 2020 Asia Cup at Dubai International Stadium in the UAE today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue opened the campaign with a convincing 94-run win over Thailand in Dubai on Sunday. A victory over Hong Kong will help the Harmanpreet Kaur-led side secure a place in the semi-finals of the ongoing 8-team tournament. Last night, Sri Lanka defeated Indonesia by 75 runs in the Group B match in Dubai. After posting 124 for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, Sri Lanka bowled Indonesia out for just 49 runs in 18.3 overs. India will host the Hyundai World Archery Para Series for the first time in Ahmedabad's Sabarmati Riverfront from September 5th to 9th, with over 100 athletes from 20 countries participating. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with his Belgian counterpart Bart de Wever in New Delhi today. India's sovereign credit rating upgraded to A- with stable outlook by Japan Credit Rating Agency. Federal judge blocks Trump administration's latest attempt to limit birthright citizenship in the United States. Death toll rises to over 1,250 in Nepal's flash flood, more than 4,000 people still missing. And in women's cricket, India to take on Hong Kong in the second Group A match of the 2020 Asia Cup in Dubai this evening. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.